How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
And now, without further ado, let's begin.
In the small mountain town of Pinecrest, nestled among thick forests and misty peaks, Alex Carter, a 32-year-old park ranger, was accustomed to the capricious weather and the dense fog that often rolled in without warning. Alex, with his rugged appearance and calm, collected demeanor, had spent years navigating the challenging terrain and knew the area like the back of his hand. One autumn evening, as Alex was driving back from a routine patrol in the park, a thick fog descended upon the forest. This fog was different, denser, almost suffocating, and it seemed to swallow the narrow road whole. Alex slowed his truck, his headlights struggling to pierce through the white veil. As he drove cautiously, Alex began to hear whispers emanating from within the fog. At first, he thought it was just the wind rustling through the trees, but the whispers grew louder, clearer, forming words and sentences, speaking directly to him. The voices were those of people he had known, some still living, others long gone. They spoke of secrets, regrets, and unsaid things, their tones ranging from sorrowful to menacing. Alex's heart raced as he recognized the voice of his late father, expressing disappointment and anger. The road seemed to stretch endlessly, the familiar landmarks hidden by the impenetrable fog. Alex tried to turn back, but the road behind him was engulfed in fog, as if he was being driven forward by an unseen force. With each mile, the whispers grew more intense, revealing intimate details about Alex's life, his fears, and his deepest insecurities. He felt exposed and vulnerable, as if the fog was peeling away his exterior, laying bare his soul. In a desperate attempt to escape, Alex stopped the truck and stepped out, thinking the open air might clear his mind. But the fog enveloped him, the whispers now echoing all around, impossible to ignore. Shadowy figures moved in the mist, just beyond his reach, their outlines human but distorted. Realizing he was not alone, Alex retreated to his truck, locking himself inside. But the safety of the vehicle was an illusion. The figures pressed against the windows, their faces ghastly and tormented, their whispers turning into screams. In the story's terrifying climax, Alex saw the figure of a young girl standing in the road ahead, his sister, who had disappeared in these woods years ago. Her image flickered in and out of the fog, beckoning him to follow. Transfixed, Alex stepped out of the truck and walked into the fog, following the apparition of his sister deeper into the forest. The next morning, the fog lifted, revealing the serene beauty of the Pinecrest Woods. Alex's truck was found abandoned on the road, the doors open, the engine still running. But Alex was nowhere to be found. Search parties scoured the forest, but no trace of Alex was ever found. On a lonely stretch of highway cutting through the dense forests of Northwood, Derek Reynolds, a 29-year-old long-haul truck driver, began his usual cross-country route. Derek, with his broad shoulders, weathered face from years on the road, and a pragmatic approach to life, had always considered himself unshakable until that fateful night. The journey started as any other, with Derek settling into the familiar rhythm of the road under the starlit sky. He was a man of few words, finding solace in the solitude of his truck and the open road. Hours into his drive, Derek glanced in his rearview mirror and caught a glimpse of a figure sitting in the back seat. Startled, he swerved slightly, his heart racing. He quickly looked back, but the back seat was empty. Shaking his head, Derek attributed the sighting to fatigue and his imagination. As the night wore on, the occurrence repeated. Each time Derek looked in the mirror, he saw the ghostly figure, a young woman with pale skin and hollow eyes staring back at him. She was dressed in a tattered white dress, reminiscent of a bygone era. Unnerved, Derek stopped at a roadside diner, hoping a coffee break would clear his mind. Inside, he overheard locals talking about the legend of a rearview ghost, a spirit of a woman who had died in a tragic accident on this very stretch of road decades ago. They said she appeared in driver's mirrors, searching for someone to take her place. Reluctantly, Derek continued his journey, the story of the ghost echoing in his mind.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
As he drove, the apparition in the rearview mirror became more frequent and more vivid. The ghostly woman's expression morphed from sorrowful to malevolent, her eyes fixating on Derek with an intensity that sent chills down his spine. Attempting to ignore the haunting image, Derek focused on the road, but the atmosphere in the truck shifted. The air grew colder, and a faint whispering filled the cab, the words indiscernible but filled with anguish and rage. In a desperate attempt to rid himself of the apparition, Derek tried covering the mirror, but the fabric was violently torn away by unseen hands. The radio turned on by itself, cycling through static and fragments of a haunting melody. As Derek's fear escalated, the ghostly woman began to materialize outside the mirror. Her spectral form hovered in the passenger seat, her presence suffocating. She reached out to Derek, her touch icy and paralyzing. Her whispers now clear. She was seeking revenge for her untimely death, and Derek was to be her vessel. In the story's horrifying climax, the truck's headlights flickered erratically, illuminating the ghostly woman's twisted face. Derek's screams were drowned out by the sound of screeching tires as he lost control of the truck. The next morning, Derek's truck was found overturned in a ditch, the wreckage telling a tale of a violent crash. Derek's body was never found, and the front seat was covered in frost, despite the summer heat. On a rainy night, Hannah Mitchell, a 31-year-old journalist, was driving through the remote, densely forested roads of Eldridge County. Known for her curiosity and determination, Hannah often traveled late at night to chase stories. This night, however, her journey was personal, a visit to her ailing mother in the next town. As Hannah navigated the winding roads, she turned on the radio for company. The reception was poor in this part of the county, but she eventually found a station playing soft music. The drive was soothing at first, despite the rain and the darkness that enveloped the road. Suddenly, the music on the radio was interrupted by a frantic news bulletin. The announcer's voice was filled with panic, reporting that a dangerous entity was moving through Eldridge County, following a lone driver on the same road as Hannah. The description of the car matched hers exactly. Confused and alarmed, Hannah scanned the road in her rearview mirror. There was no sign of anyone else around, just her car and the endless stretch of road. She considered the report a bizarre prank, but unease gnawed at her. As she continued to drive, the radio issued more bulletins, each more urgent and specific. The announcer described Hannah's location, the make and model of her car, and even details like the sticker on her rear bumper and the hanging dice on her mirror. The situation took a turn for the worse when the radio broadcasted that the entity was now extremely close to her vehicle. Hannah's heart raced as she frantically searched the darkness around her. The rain intensified, pounding against the car, as if echoing her growing panic. Hannah tried changing the station, but the same panicked voice followed on every channel, detailing the entity's approach. The announcer's descriptions became more horrifying. The entity was an inhuman, malevolent force, relentless in its pursuit. In desperation, Hannah turned off the radio. The silence was short-lived, however, as an unexplainable static filled the car, and the radio turned back on by itself, the announcer screaming that the entity was now right beside her. At that moment, the car shook violently as if buffeted by an unseen force. Hannah struggled to maintain control, her mind reeling with fear. She glanced in the rearview mirror and saw a pair of glowing red eyes floating in the darkness, accompanied by a ghastly, twisted smile. In the story's terrifying climax, the entity materialized inside the car. its form shadowy and indistinct, but its presence overwhelmingly suffocating. The radio announcer's voice turned into a sinister whisper, congratulating Hannah on becoming the entity's next victim. Hannah's screams were drowned out by the static from the radio as the car swerved off the road, crashing into the trees. The following morning, the car was found mangled in the woods, the radio still playing static.
Thank you for joining us on this captivating journey. If you found this exploration as enthralling as we did, please like, share, and subscribe.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.